Late yesterday, the House of Representatives joined a unanimous Senate in voting for a resolution that authorizes President Bush to take, quote, all necessary and appropriate force, end quote, against the terrorists and those who sponsor and protect them. The vote in the House would have been unanimous as well, except for a lone no vote by a two-term Democrat from California. On the line with us now is Representative Barbara Lee. Congresswoman Lee, tell us what led to your decision. What made you the only lawmaker who decided to vote against the resolution?
Well, first, let me say I had agonized over this all week. Of course, I am grieving as our nation is grieving. We're in mourning. And we have got to show as members of Congress that while our country is in mourning and grieving, we've got to be the elected body that at least urges the use of restraint and for us to step back for a minute and try to develop the best possible strategy to ensure that no more lives are lost. And let me just say that the president is moving forward. He did not need a resolution to embark upon a use of force. That wasn't the issue. That was a symbolic resolution. I support it fully. The $40 billion, we've got to secure our own country within the confines of our civil liberties. We've got to provide protection for the airports, enhance security measures. You know, we've got to make sure that the families and the communities recover from the devastation, and I voted for that, and I will continue to assist in those efforts. I just believe, as members of Congress, we've got to say, some of us have got to say, this is a new world. This is a non-conventional war. It's not conventional.
Well, how would you respond?
It's just one dimension.
How would you respond to what happened on Tuesday?
First of all, let me just say, we need to move forward, and I believe the FBI and the CIA and our administration is doing a phenomenal job in moving forward with these investigations. We also, however, need to increase our multinational cooperation. We need to heighten our diplomatic efforts. We've got to move forward and look at our foreign policy. All I'm saying is that Congress must be the body to provide the checks and balances. We cannot allow this to spiral out of control. We've got to make sure the perpetrators are brought to justice and to justice swiftly. But we've got to make sure that not a single life is lost and that our national security is secured and that our public safety in our own country is increased. And I believe while our nation is grieving and mourning, which we all are, that we've got to, as members of Congress, say our president and administration is moving forward, and we've got to provide that additional level of scrutiny and of strategy so that we can come out of this preserving our democracy and minimizing the loss of life and ensuring that this does not spiral out of control.
Congresswoman Lee, let me just ask you one quick final question. In talking with your colleagues, did you get the sense that other members perhaps shared your views, but they didn't want to go public?
No, many members shared my views. This has been an agonizing week. I did not come to this decision lightly.
But they weren't willing to go public.
They were struggling with this. You know, we all vote our conscience, and we vote based on what we think is the correct way to vote. And I tell you, I went to the service at the National Cathedral, and one of the members of the clergy said, as we act, let us not become the evil that we deplore. We've got to bring these perpetrators to justice, and we've got to make sure that our country is secured. But we as members of Congress must say that we cannot engage in an action that could spiral out of control and can lead the world into a more dangerous place.
Thank you for talking with us. Congresswoman Barbara Lee, Democrat from California, speaking to us here in Washington.
Thank you.